Thank you and welcome back. In Washington, D.C. this week, and our reports brought to you by the North Dakota Ethanol Council and North Dakota Corn. In my visit with Emily Score, the CEO of Growth Energy, I asked her in her 9 years with Growth Energy, what has changed when it comes to renewable fuels?
Well, so much and so little. In many respects, we're talking about the same issues because these remain a priority. But where we are as an industry is so exciting on the biofuel side. We just got our waiver from the administration so we can sell E15 year-round again this summer. You know, now all eyes move to Congress so that we can get a congressional fix. We're having good conversation with EPA about getting some strong blending requirements out in rulemaking this year. And there's just the conversation in Washington is that the rural economy needs some help. The American farmer is facing some headwinds. And the fastest way that we can turn things around is through biofuels. Blend more American biofuels. The president says he wants more U.S. demand for U.S. agriculture. American biofuels, American ethanol is the path to do that.
And he said that in his first term. And this year we thought, hey, it's going to be a slide into home. But it's, so far, we just got the waiver for this year again. Do you think we're going to get year-round E15 permanent sometime soon?
I'm optimistic. We have more momentum than we've ever had. We have greater support than we've ever had. So we've got bills been introduced in the House and the Senate. We have strong champions, Republicans and Democrats. E15 is something that is very top of mind. This president has a history on E15, year-round E15. He knows it well. He likes it because he understands what it does for the American farmers. So what we really have to do with Congress is, as they're debating major things like tax reform and the tax bill, that they don't forget to find an opportunity to shoehorn E15 in there. So if something is going to be moving in Congress, we want to get E15 in there. We've got to remain top of mind and remind them it's an easy fix. It's non-controversial. It's just about consumer choice and opening more market opportunity.
Is there still a the public doesn't understand that E15 is just, you know, it's approved for all vehicles newer than 2001, all is well. It's good. In some cases, it's higher mileage. Does the public understand yet?
We're starting to see the public understands. And what helps is that there's more consistency at retail. More and more retailers are selling E15 as unleaded 88. And so that 88 nomenclature, that's something that the American driver is accustomed to seeing. Now, if you put E15 into your car, you're going to save 10 to 30 cents a gallon. So that savings is something that's very attractive. E15 is approved in every car made 2001 and newer. That's 96% of the cars on the road. So we're starting to see that consumers, when they use unleaded 88, they see I'm saving money. It's cleaner burning. It's better for the engine, better for the environment. And those that know, too, that this is going to be good for the rural economy as well. So we're starting to get more and more momentum where I think we see a sea change. And a huge hockey stick in terms of growth is when we get that congressional fix so we can sell it in all 50 states and all fuel stations. There's no hindering regulations. That's when I think we're going to see a real uptick in demand. We just need it to be available at more and more retail stations. So we're getting there. Every year we have about a 10-15% increase in the number of fuel stations that are offering E15 higher blends. We just want to see that increase. And I think strong signals from Washington that clear away the regulatory red tape, that's going to be incredibly helpful.
Emily Score on the future of year-round E15 unleaded 88. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break.